那么很稀奇在哪里呢
？Amazingly，
从1949
from 1949
到2015
to 2015，
也是65年。
It's also 65 years。
明白吗
？Do you understand？
单独的一年
，a separate year。
单独的一年
，separate
六十五年
，and then 65 years。
这是第一个循环。
This is the first。
然后过了几百年以后
，and a few hundred years later，
单独的1493年
，1493。
然后连着的过了好几百年以后
After a few hundred years,
又是从1949一直到2015又是65年
1949 to 2014 65 years
那请问大家这会不会是件偶然的事情
Is this accidental?
所以明白吗
Do you understand?
所以整共加起来是四堆的
So there are four groups altogether
明白吗
Do you understand?
第一堆告诉我们说
The first group tells us
以色列人怎样漂流到世界各地
How the Israelites scattered over the world
等一等我们很快地告诉大家一点
But we have to add
到了795年到了860年
From 795 to 860
你看以色列人就漂流到了北方的极处
The Israelites have been scattered to the end of the north
不要忘记
Don't forget
这就是刚好是以赛亚书49章所给我们看那个次序
This is exactly the order that the book of Isaiah showed us in
chapter 49所以明白吗第二堆就给我们看见以色列人怎么样漂流到北方的极处
So the second group showed us how the Israelites have been scattered to the end of the north
到了1493的时候
In 1493
这个历史告诉我们以色列人怎么样漂流到了西方的极处
History tells us how the Israelites have been scattered to the end of the west
他们到了西班牙
They went to Spain
他们对西班牙有完全的贡献
They have made great contributions.
他们为了西班牙建立了几乎是300年的黄金时代。
They established the 300-year golden age of Spain.
从此以后，他们觉得不必再漂流了。
They thought they would never have to scatter again.
因为你走在西班牙的路上。
If you walk in Spain.
如果你说你是西班牙人。
If you say you are a Spaniard.
你非常骄傲。
You're very proud.
但如果你说你是犹太人，你更骄傲。
But if you are a Jew, then you can be More proud.
所以明白吗，弟兄姊妹
？Do you understand?
到了1493年的时候
，In 1493,
你看见以色列人终于漂流到西方的极处。
You can see the Israelites have been scattered to the end of the west.
那么一直到1949年
，Until 1949,
你看见说以色列人就漂流到东方的极处。
The Israelites have been scattered to the end of the east.
所以到了1949年。
So in 1949,
他们不只从北方来
they not only came back from the north,
从西方来
from the west,
他们也从东方
they also came back from the east.
所以现在
so now,
我们刚好在2015年
we're in 2015.
而且到了1948年明明的主暗示说他已经动身了
In 1948, the hint is that the Lord has already started his journey.
那去年两轮满月变红像雪
Last year there were two blood moons.
今年又有两轮满月变红像雪。
This year there will be two full-blown.
现在我们是2015年的开始。
This right now it's the beginning of 2015.
我们还看得不清楚。
It's still not clear to us.
但是很明显的一件事情。
But very clearly.
就借着这八次的四轮满月变红像雪。
Through this eight times of four blood moons.
如果我们看看以色列漂流的历史
If we look at the history of the scattering of the Israelites.
那现在我们又到了2015年
And we are now in 2015.
眼看着四轮满月变红只剩下一半就要过去了
There are only two more blood moons left for this four blood moons.
所以现在我们要问
So now we have to ask.
如果有所谓的圣经中末世的预言的话
If there are indeed hinted prophecies in the Bible.
很明显的一定是在1948一直到今天。
Obviously, it will be from 1948 till now.
有的还没有应验。
Some are not fulfilled.
有的正在应验当中。
Some are being fulfilled.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
的的确确。
Indeed.
主很快就要来到。
The Lord will be here soon.
如果今天主恩待我们的话。
If the Lord has mercy on us.
我们所面对的不是一座坟墓。
What we'll be facing is not a tomb.
我们所等的不是等死。
We're not waiting for death.
我们所等的乃是等主回来。
We're waiting for the return of the Lord.
所以没有一个时候比这个时候更可以说更有福了。
There's no other time that's more blessed than
now. 我们可以说生在今天是最有福气的。
We can say that you are most blessed if you're born now.
因为弟兄姊妹,
because
主所说那个预言,
the prophecy of
主说他要回来,
the Lord, that he's coming back.
2000年来,
in the 2000 years, the church has been waiting.
但是2000年来,
and during the 2000 years, you see the gospel was preached from Jerusalem to the end of the world. And in the 2000 years, the Israelites have been scattered all over the world.
是这个十字架拯救了我们。
It's this cross that saved us.
叫我们得救,
so that we can be saved.
从耶路撒冷的十字架一直传到地极的十字架。
The cross from Jerusalem to the cross at the end of the earth.
但犹太人拒绝十字架,
but the Jews refused.
是从耶路撒冷一直到地极的。
From Jerusalem all the way to the end of the earth.
所以弟兄姊妹,
therefore, brothers and sisters,
就说要从无花果树学个比方。
The Lord said, learn a lesson from the fig tree.
莫非这里面有很重要的功课要学吗?
Aren't there very important lessons here?
所以我们稍微看一看,
so let's take a brief look.
以色列人到底怎么漂流?
How the Israelites have scattered.
所以现在我们是处在什么时候?
And what time are we in right now?
现在是65年,
this is
1948到现在是65年,
from 1948 to now it's 65 years.
但历史上也有一个65年。
And in the history, there was another 65 years. You can make a comparison of those 65 years. Do you think it's just an accident? Do you believe the Bible is the word of God? And you believe God is the God, creator of the world? And you believe God works in the history? God will, through some very accurate scientific evidence, four blood moon is a completely scientific
evidence.
And in combination with the word of God, is that not enough to wake us up?
所以现在我稍微介绍一下月食的事情。
So now let me introduce something about lunar eclipse.
好，那大家现在看到的两边的这个图片，
you see two pictures.
你看，这个就是月食的光景。
And this is the situation of a lunar eclipse.
你看见吗？ 这个亮的是太阳。
The bright spot is sun.
中间的是地球。
The earth is in the middle.
所以什么时候地球在太阳跟月亮的中间？
When the earth is between sun and the moon.
那么当然它就把整个太阳的光就把它完全笼罩住了。
Of course it blocked out the light from the sun.
我们的月亮是不发光的。
Moon does not shine.
月亮因为向着太阳。
The moon, because it faces sun.
如果没有东西遮盖它的荣耀的话。
If there's nothing blocking the light.
所以月亮是一直向着太阳的荣耀。
Therefore, the moon's glory is always facing the sun.
然后反射太阳的荣耀。
And it reflects the glory of the sun.
所以窗前明月光，那个月光就是太阳的光。
So the light, the moonlight you see in front of your window is the sunlight.
所以不要忘记弟兄姊妹，月亮是没有光的。
Don't forget, moon does not have a light of its own.
月亮的光完全来自太阳。
The moonlight comes from sun.
但什么时候地球把它挡住了？
But when the earth blocked
它只要在太阳跟月亮的中间。
When it's between the sun and the moon.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
本来明明是满月的。
It's a full moon.
但是刚好那天晚上。
But that night.
这个地球刚好就走在太阳跟月亮的中间。
Earth moved in between the sun and the moon.
结果就把光芒把它遮住了。
It blocked the light.
所以理论上来说, 整个月亮应该是黑色的。
Theoretically, the moon should be completely dark.
但是因为地球有空气的缘故,
but because the atmosphere on Earth,
当太阳的光线照射的时候,
when the sun shines through the atmosphere,
它里面有一些物理的作用,
there are some physical effects.
结果呢, 它投影在月亮上面的时候, 血红, 血红。
The shadow that's cast on the moon is red as blood.
是完全是血红, 完全是血红一片的。
It's red as blood.
所以请大家记得,
so please remember.
这个就是我们普通所说的月食。
This is what we call lunar eclipse.
你看见下面不是有个树枝头吗?
You can see the branch.
那么你看见说, 等到真的满月变红像雪, 你就可以看见那是一轮的像, 像, 是明亮的月亮，但是又像血一样的月亮。
And when lunar eclipse happens, you will see the moon is red as blood.
所以这个是我们知道，这个就是月食的来源。
We see this is the mechanism behind lunar eclipse.
那现在呢？一共这一我们说过，总共有八次。
We said that there are four times, eight times.
但是我们这张图上面只有六次。
In this picture, we only showed six times.
那个六次原因就是因为太挤了，所以我们就拿掉一个。
Because the three are grouped together and it's too tight.
所以脑子里面的你就可以补上一个。
So fill in the blank.
那我不是告诉大家说一共是两个循环吗？
We told you that it's two cycles.
你看这一二是一个循环。
One, two are one cycle.
那三跟四又是一个循环。
Three and four is another cycle.
那么你看呢，这个第一个循环和第二个循环中间隔了633年。
The first cycle, there's 633 years between the first and second cycle.
因为隔了600多年，所以很自然是两个循环嘛，对不对？
So it's naturally divided into two cycles.
所以第一次是主后162年的时候。
The first time it's AD 162.
那第二次是795年的时候。
The second time is 795.
那么当中掉了一个，大家可以补上，那就是842年的那。
And there's one in the middle, it's 842.
然后呢就是860年的一次。
Then it's the year of 860.
所以你看第一个循环不是两堆吗？
So the first cycle are two groups.
162年的是一堆，自己成为一堆。
AD 162
is one by itself. 那么795, 840, 860, 刚好三个挤在一起的是65年。
795, 842, and 860, three grouped together span 65 years.
这就我跟你讲的，告诉大家，这是第二个堆，刚好也是65年。
So this is the second group that's 65 years.
好了，这是第一个循环。
This is the first cycle.
第二个循环也是一样啊。
The second cycle is the same.
你看1493年是单独的一次。
1493 is one by itself.
那过了456年以后。
After 456 years.
那就是1949年了。
It's 1949.
然后就是1967年了。
Then it's 1967.
然后是2014年，去年了。
Then it's 2014, last year.
现在明白吗？
Now you understand.
第二个循环。
This is the second cycle.
也是快到经过了500年以后。
Then it's after 500 years.
然后有65年挤在一堆的。
There are 65 years together.
所以简单的来说。
So put it simply.
一共是四堆。
It's all four groups.
第一堆是162。
The first group is 162.
第二堆是795到860那个65年。
The second group is 795 to
860. 65 years.
Just remember 65.
然后又过了633.
After another 633.
会碰巧一件事情吗？
Do you think this is all coincidental?
不可能的。
Impossible.
所以到了1493年又有独立的一次。
In 1943, there's a single event.
然后过了差不多456年。
After 456 years.
你看又是65年之内连着三次满月变红像雪。
And then within another 65 years, the three times blood, moon turned into blood.
所以弟兄姊妹现在看得很清楚啊。
So now it's very clear.
总共是两个循环。
Two cycles.
总共是四堆。
All four groups.
第一堆。
First group.
以色列人漂流了。
The Israelites were scattered.
等一等，我会告诉大家那怎么回事的。
I will tell more detail later.
那么到了795年到860年，他们终于漂流到了北方的极处。
In 795 to 860, they've reached the end of the north.
那114-93年告诉我们，他们漂流到了西方的极处。
In 1493, they've reached the end of the west.
到了1949年。
In 1949,
因为有人从东方回来。
Because there are people coming back from
the east. 所以我们知道说，在那个以前，他们已经漂流到了东方的极处。
Therefore, we know that they have reached the end of the east.
所以你看见吗？
Therefore,
有人从北方来。
Some come from the north.
从西方来。
From the west.
从东方来。
From the east.
所以这八次的满月变红像雪。
So this eight times of full moon turned into blood.
很自然地给我们看见以色列的人的悲欢离合。
It tells us the story of the tragedy and joy of the Israelites.
那这个对我们读预言很有帮助。
It's very helpful to us.
因为
to read the prophecy.
这个等于把整个历史替我们整理一下。
It arranged the whole history.